B'nai Tzoros. That's what you ask me the question, what's going to be the halacha of a B'nai Tzoros? Again, a Tzoros that got married to somebody else like Basilil. That Basilil says that Tzoros Erev is no mitzvah yibum. She's allowed to get married to somebody else. So he asked me a question, what's going to be the halacha according to Beis Shammai? That this Isha did an averish, she's over Chai V'Lavin. She was Yevom L'Shuk, she got married to somebody else without Chalitza. She did a lav. What's the halacha of the child? Is the child post lakuna not? On this, Rabbi Shur answered back, Ani meyed lachem, I meyed, that there were two big mishpachas in Yerushalayim, that they were b'nei tzaris, and the kids got married to Kahanim Gedolim. In other words, the kid is not pogim. From a regular chayv ilavin, the child is not a pogim. And we don't make the kavuchomer from an amona, because an amona has a special halacha, that she herself becomes a chalola. Mashenka, in a regular chayv ilavin here, a yevam olashuk, she was supposed to have Yibam. Instead of having Yibam with the brother-in-law, she went and got married to somebody else. She's over Lav. Hakoponim, she doesn't become a Chalala. And who are then the child also is not a Chalo, not a Pogum. He's Mutalakuna. That much she was made to. Even though before we said that by Chai Bikrisus is different, so Rashi speaks out. If the Bia was a Bia Chai Bikrisus, then Avada, she becomes a Zoyna. If she becomes a Zoyna, then she's Pogim, the mother. Therefore, the kid also becomes a Pogim. By Chai V'Lavin, the mother doesn't become a Zoyna. A Zoyna is only from Chai V'Krisus. So whenever the mother itself becomes Post Lakuna, the kid also becomes Post Lakuna. So before we had by Chai V'Krisus that Avada, the kid would be Pogim. But now by Chai V'Lavin, that the mother, there's nothing wrong with the mother, who are then with the kid also is Mutal Lakuna. That was Yeshua's Zaydis. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Again, back to the same shayla again. Did Beis Shammai do according to their shita or not? So the Mara says like this. Pimei Rabbi Doisa ben Hukinis. It happened once in the times of Rabbi Doisa ben Hukinis. Hutru Tzora Sabas Liyochiv. That they set up Sak Halacha, that the Tzora Sabas, or Tzora Erva, is allowed to have Yibum. She's Mutal Liyachin, like Beis Shammai. So Shmamina from here, it's a proof, also Shmamina. Here it's a good proof that Beis Shammai did do the way they held. That's Pasha de Maskona. That B'nai Beis Shammai did do the way they held. Vaita. Gemara says Gufa. What did we just learn? That B'mei Rebbe Doisa ben Hukinis in his times, Hetiru Tzara Sabas Liachin. There was like a psak halacha that Tamidi Beis Shammai were noig, there is a mitzvah Yibam and a Tzara Serva. In the case where your brother had two wives, one was your daughter, and one was a stranger, and your brother died, even though you can't be miyabni your own daughter, but on the other wife, there is a mitzvah yibum, like Beis Shammai Shita. Now, v'hoyu adov akosh l'chachomim. It was very hard for chachomim to accept such a psak. Mifnei shechochem godl hoya. Because the doisa ben Hukkos was a big talmud chachom. V'yein of komu, and he couldn't see anymore. Milov l'beis ha-medrash, memeli didn't come to the beis ha-medrash anymore. And Rashi says, Komu omdu milirus, he couldn't see so much, so well. So therefore, he didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash. So in other words, the Chachomim wanted to talk to Rav Doisa ben Hukinis to change your psak, like don't be nerd like Beis Shammai. But they couldn't talk to him because he never came to the Beis HaMedrash. So what did they said? Omar umi yelech v'yodiyah. Like they talked between themselves, who should go now to his house and talk to him privately? Is Omar lehen Rav Yeshua ani yelech. Rav Yeshua said, I'll go. V'yachrav, and who else will go with him? Me, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Yaakov me and who else will go with him? Rabbi Akiva. So this is the three of them went to see Rabbi Doisa ben Hukinis. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azai, and Rabbi Akiva. His Holchu v'yom dvar Pesach Beisai. They went and knocked at the front door of Rabbi Doisa ben Hukinis. Nichnaso shivchosai. So his maid went out to see who's there. Omruloi, so she went back to tell Rabbi Doisa that she Omruloi Rabbi. Chach me Yisrael boi neslecha. Three big Talmid Chachamim are coming to visit you. Is Amalah, so Rav Doisa told his maid, Yichnesu, like what he told her, tell them to come in. V'nichnesu, and they came in. Tovslu Rav Yeshua. So Rav Doisa grabbed hold of Rav Yeshua, V'yashivu al mita shozov. He made him sit down on a golden chair. He had a golden chair in his house. He made him sit down. Amalah, so Rav Yeshua told Rav Doisa, Rebbe, Emelah tamidcha achar v'yashiv, like why only making me sit down? What about the next Talmud that's here? Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Omaloi mihu. So Rav Doisa said, good, who is this next Talmud that's also with you? Mihu. Rav Elazar ben Azariah. That's who he is. Is Omar, so Rav Doisa said, V'yeshloi ben li Azariah chavreinu, does my friend like my chaver Azariah, does he have a son? Korolov and Mikra says, he read this pasuk that says, Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti, Lorisi Tzadik Nezer, Vazama Vakash Lochim. He was young, he was old. Kitzer, Rav Doyster remembered his father, Azariah, and he was happy to hear now that Azariah had a son, Rav Lozer ben Azariah. So Tovsu, he grabbed hold of him also, V'yashivu Almita Shalzov. He put him also on a second chair. A second chair, he had a golden chair. Amalei Rebbe, so Yeshua said back again to Rav Doyster, Amalei Tamidcha Acha V'yashiv. There's a third one with us. Why don't you talk to him? Tell him also to sit down. Amalei, so he said, Amihu, who's this third one? Akiva ben Yosef, it's Rabbi Akiva. Amalei, so Rav Doyster said, Atu Akiva ben Yosef, you're this famous Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshmecha, Holach Misaifer Lov Yatsoifoi, your name is famous from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shave Bini, Shave Kamoischa, Shave Bini, Shave, my son, sit down. Kamoischa Yibu Yisrael. A lot of people should be like you in Klal Yisrael. The big shrach he gave to these three, to Rabbi Akiva. So the kids said, now the three Talmidim were sitting down in front of Rabbi Yosef and Hukunis in his house privately. His Ezchilu Misada Vinoisa Malochis. They started to ask questions, they started to talk and learning. They didn't want to go straight to the point right away about Tzara Sabas. First they started to talk about different halachas. They talked and learning. Achiyagiyo L'Tzara Sabas. Until they came to the questions about what's the halach in the case of a Tzara Sabas? Where your brother had two wives and one was an erva to you? Is there a mitzvah yibam on the other wife or not? Is Omrulay, so Rav Doyster said, Tzara Sabas, so Omrulay, they said to him, Tzara Sabas, ma, what's the lochom? Omrulay, machloikis, b'sham, b'sinlo. So machloikis. Halacha is gedivre me, so they asked Rav Doyster, but who's the locha like? Omrulayhen, halacha ge b'sinlo. Rav Doyster himself said, you should know, the locha is like b'sinlo. Not the way they heard over from him. Those stories started that they heard over Rav Doyster ben Hurkin is paskin, halacha ge b'shamay. And now when they spoke to him privately, he said, nothing doing. I also agree, halachot kebesil. So Omru, and he said to him, V'aloi mishmecho Omru, halachot kebeshamai, in your name they said over that you passed halachot kebeshamai. And that's why we came to talk to try and get you to change the psak. Omalhem. So he said like this. So Omalhem, Rav Doyster asked him, Doyster shematem oy ben hurkene shematem. What did you hear over the psak from? From my name really, Doyster ben hurkenes? Or Stam from Ben Hurkanis. You Stam heard over the son of Hurkanis said, and you thought it was me. Is Armula the Taka confessed and said, Chayai Rebbe Stam Shemanu. We did not hear that Doisa Ben Hurkanis said. We just heard that Ben Hurkanis said that Reb Hurkanis' son passed like that. And they thought, who's the son? Reb Doisa. That's why they came to Reb Doisa. So Armula Reb Doisa said, it's nothing doing. Armula Mishno Ach Kotin Yeshli. I have a younger brother. And Bechor Sotin, he's a devil. He's a Bechor by the Sotin. Trashi Chorif means he's very sharp. V'yoymed al Shmu knows how to answer back very good. V'yoyse Maisa, when he does something, V'yene Shav Mishmuasai, he won't retract himself anymore. Lassus Karabim, even though Besilu says, Saras Erva, there's no mitzvah Yibam, he holds clearly like Beshamai, you won't get him to change. He's a sharp one. The Yonasan Shemayin, his name is Yonasan. And true, Vihu Tamidei, Vihu Mi Tamidei Shammai. He is talking from the Tamidim of Shammai. And Rav Doyster is telling him now then, for his will be very careful when you go talk with him to my young brother, Shleikapech Eschem Halachas. He shouldn't catch you on Halachas, like he'll convince you. Be careful. Lefi Shiesh Imoi, because he has with him, Sholoi Shmeyos Chuvis. He has 300 answers. Vitzara Sabas. Shimuteris, he has 300 reasons to say the loch is like Beshamai. He doesn't just stand do like Beshamai. If you start talking to him, he'll convince you. Be careful. He has 300 reasons to say why the loch is like Beshamai. Why Tzara Sabas is Mutter. Zakri Abdaisadar, but you should know, Avomeyadani Yolai, but I could say this upon myself, or Shemayim Boritz, Shal Meduchazu, on this stone like this, grinding stone, Yoshab Chagai Hanovi. That the Novi Chagai sat, the Yomer, and he said, Shleisha Dvorim, that the Novi told me three things here. Or I don't know if he told him, but he said over three things. Tzoras Habas Asura, that the Loch is like Vesilil, that Tzoras Habas Taker is also, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Amon Amoyev, the land of Amon Amoyev, after the base by the base of Mikdash Hasheni, by the Kibbutz Sheni, does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we're not knowing Shvius. You don't have to be on Shemitah. You're allowed to plow there. So Maisri and Maisroni b'Shvius. On Shvius, the seventh year, it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael midiraisa. You don't have to rest on Shvius. But the Rabbanon, though, there's needing to give off Maiser, and you have to give Maisroni. We'll soon see why. Right, the third thing that Chagai said was, Umekablin gerim mena karduyin umena tamudim. Of a ger or goy that comes from this city, karduyim or mena tamudim, they're 100% goyim, 100% goy, and therefore if he wants to be mizgai, you could accept him. Don't be afraid that there's a mamzer involved there, they're not mamzerim, they're 100% goyim, and you could be megayadim. These are the three things that Jabdoi said over from Chagai. So Kitzur, that's what we told these three Tramidimir, you should know, be careful for my younger brother, and don't listen to him, because the Halacha is not like him. So Rashi says, Amon Amoyev, Rashi says, Yisraelim Hadorim B'Yeretz Amon Amoyev. It means now a Jew that lives in the land of Amon Amoyev, what is the Maisa? Shekibish Moshe Mithichon. That Moshe Rabbeinu captured it from Sichon. V'nizkatshu b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. By the first base of Mikdash, it had a kedushas Eretz Yisrael on it. The first kibbutz Klal Yisrael captured it then. The Yachshiv though, but after they went out, after the Churban Bayis Rishon went to Bavel, the Bayis Sheni, when they went back the second time to conquer the second time, bought the kedushas. By Oilus Ezra, they did not be Mekadish Amon Amoyev. V'zorim b'shriyas, therefore you light a plant in that land on Shriyas. The Bono Masakan that on Shvius, you should give Meiser Oni on the seventh year. Could the first to come on, the will soon explain. Because the poor people in Israel have no place to get Panos on Shvius. Shein le malecho b'Shvius. If we should bought a leket shechopeya, because in Eretz Yisrael there's no more leket shechopeya. On Shvius, everything is hefka, so there's no more chiyus, leave it over to the Niyim. So the Niyim didn't have where to get their food on Shvius. So Chom Menet HaKonam, that in the lands of Amon Amoyev, that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael by the second Kibush, so it should have a locha like Maiser Oni the seventh year, that the Niyim of Eretz Yisrael will go out to the lands of Amon Amoyev and get Maiser Oni to live on from the people living there. For Ochim Shom V'noit L'Neket Shechapeyel Maiser Oni. So it was at the corner of the Rabbonin that when Ezra went up the second time to conquer Eretz Yisrael, he did not conquer Amon Amoyev. He bedafka left it without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, today that the Aniyim should be able to have a Panasa on Shvius. Right, and the third day this was in the Kablan Gerim in Akaduyim, Rashi says, for Lo Yerminu, we do not say, Mamzerim Heim, Mevnois Yisrael, Shavu Alei, Mevdichachovim. Don't say they're really the Jewish ladies, just the husbands were Goyim. And the Yikar Rabbon in the Pasen is a man. The Yomar that says the kid's a mamzer. That a goy, haboah, basisov, lad is a mamzer. So don't say like that, because you should know they were all goyim. So therefore, it's a regular goy, and if he's mizgayu, you could be mizgayu. So Mar says now, Tana, we learned like this. Keshe nichnesu, when the three Talmidei Chachamim went to visit Rav Yosef ben Urkanis, nichnesu the Pesach Echad. They all went in one door. But Kishe Yotzu, when they left him, when they said goodbye to him, Yotzu b'shloish psachim, they went out in three different doors. So some say they went out three different doors because they wanted B'davka to try and find to bump into his younger brother. They wanted to meet Yonison. So the Maisa was Pog above Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva bumped into Yonison, bumped into Abdaisa's younger brother. Is actually Tak asked him a lot of questions, the Yukmei, and he answered them. Is Omaloi, so Yonison said that to Rabbi Kiva. Atu Akiva, you are Rabbi Kiva, Sheshmecho Hoylech, Misaif Oilem, Yatsoifa, your name is going from one end to the other end of the world. Ashrecho, Shezuchicho Lashem, it's very good that you got such a name, but you should know really, Fadayin Loigatu Leroya Boka, you're not even great enough to really be called a Roya Boka, a shepherd. You don't know enough. Don't think, even though you have such a big name, but like compared to me, what you should know, you're not even a Roya Bucker yet. You're not even out the pasture with buck, with cattle. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Kiva, said, what about Rafilu L'Roya Tzoyin? But am I Zeicher, am I smart enough, I call upon him to be a shepherd for Tzoyin, for sheep? Like maybe I'm not good enough to be for Bucker, but what about for Tzoyin? Kitzah, that's what Yonison told Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara explains. Amen and Moyev Meisen. That's what Chagi Hanavi said over Nedus, that Amen and Moyev has Meiser on Shrius. And which Meiser give Meiser on him Shrius? Why? The Yom Amar was learned like this. Harbe Krochen, there were a lot of cities, Kiv Shuala Mitzrayim. That when Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael, the Oilem Mitzrayim, they conquered a lot of cities. And they had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but when the Churban had based the Migdash, it was bottled the Kedusha. And then later, when Ezra went up the second time to make Kedushas Shniyah, for like Kiv Shuala Bovel, when Ezra went up from Eretz Bovel, they did not conquer a lot of lands that were conquered by the first time. And the first Kedusha was only Bishasta by Semidosh, and when it was Chorib, it was Bottle. Now, when Ezra went up into Bavol, the Nicham, he did not conquer those lands to give the Kedusha out to Israel. Why? In order there should be a close land right outside Eretz Israel on Shvius, where the Aniyim could get their food. Azai in Eretz Yisrael Shvius, there's no din like a Chechopeya. Everything is hefka, then you won't have what to eat from. So Azai, right outside Eretz Yisrael, they'll have what to eat from. That was a takona not to be Mekadish, these outside lands. Right, and the last Eidus was, with Mekablim Gerim in Akaduyim via Tamudim. You can Mekabal Gerim from them. For the Gemara Eini, it's not true. For Tony Romi by Yecheskel, Ein Mekablim Gerim in Akaduyim. You cannot accept Gerim from Kaduyim. We're afraid that Jewish Imam Zerim there. Amar Ravashi, Karduyim Itmar. That you said no means Karduyim. But Karduyim is yes. One's with a tuff, one's with a dollar, two different places. And yeah, Kediyar Mirish, people say it's Karduyim Psulim. The land of Karduyim with a tess, with a tuff, that's like a Psulim. There they were Mamzerim. Mashenkin, when we're talking about Karduyim with a dollar, there they were total Goyim, you could be Megaridim. Vika the Armin, some say, Tony Roman by Yecheskel, Ain Mekablam Gerim in Akatuyim. No, you can't be Mekablam Gerim from Katuyim. My love, Hainu Katuyim, Hainu Katuyim isn't the same place. Om Ravashiloi, Kartuya Lechud, the Kartuya Lechud, two different places. Kartuya with a tuf, that's like a psulim, there were mamzerim, but Karduya with a dalid, those were total goyim, yeah, they could be mezgayer. And Kadiyarmish, the people say, Kadiyarmish, Kartuya psule, Katuya is puzzle, but Katuya, that's kosher. Talmud says, three lines from the bottom, Reb Yechinin v'Savio, the Yarmer Tavayu, they both said together, that ain mekavlim gerim min ha-tarmudim, not like the Eidos of Chagai. They both hold no, from the city Tarmudim, you cannot be mekavl gerim. We'll soon see why. Rashi says, "Ain mekablim gerim." First to come on, shamam zerim heim mi Yisrael shenit mushom. You have to be afraid the children are mamzerim because there was a Yisrael there, and therefore, if they want to be mezgayer, now you can't be mezgayer them. Because a mamzer can be mezgayer; he still has his din mamzer on him. For the Gemara, is it true? Miyom Rabbi Yechonin Hochi, that Rabbi Yechonin said like this: that the city Tarmudim were choshed that there are mamzerim there. If you are Tanam, we learned like this. Kol haksomin haboyim min arekem toirim. Any kesem, that means the isha, that the shmatis, they find the shal, there's some dam neder on it, so locher is it's tor. Why? If it comes from rekem, because rekem are all goyim. The locher is dam neder, there's no tumma by a goy, so only by a Jew, a Jewish lady, has tumas neder. By a goy or shiksa, there's no tumas neder. So the ksomim, their pants, their underpants that has the dam on it, is tor. There's no ding somim by a goy. Trashi Torim, Lefish Lagozru Aksom of the Chavim, the Chavim did not make a din upon the Aksomim. Upon the beggar that has blood, dam, neither from a Goya, has no tumor on it. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's Tomei. Why? Mevnei Shem Gerim, because there were Shem Jews there, there were Gerim there. Vetoyim Ibn Rodzik Chavim, Vetoyim, and Stam, they were Toyim, Rashi says, Shem Miru Dosem, they came back again to act like Goyim again. But the Gozruaks Kismayim, such people, there is Tumat Kesim. Sha'afa pi shechotu shemiru Yisraelimim. Once they were Mizgaya, they're Jews. Even later, when they turned back to be like Goyim, they still remain a Jew. So Mela Zeksomim Atomi. That's the Machoikas Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds it is Tumeya, but Vnei Shem Gerim. What about Mibain or Evdikachovim? If you find the Kesim Stam coming between Goyim, the Locher is Torim, Sakator. Rashi mi ben ad chavim shen Yisrael dorim sham. If you know no Jewish lady lives there, the rule only goyim living in that city. So you find a kesem in the street, a beggar that has a blood stain from an isha, he should know for sure it's tor. The vinum bomb, we thought it like this.